866-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. What was a show or a performance or something you saw, possibly a movie or anything, any occasion? You went to it not expecting too much. You show up and you leave just blown away, just mesmerized, tenfold. Exceeded your expectations. And Joe, he's always accused me that, oh, dog, you're heartless. You hate everything. Everything sucks. No matter how good it is, you're going to complain about it.
That is true. I think people know this.
There is truth to that. I have high standards, and very rarely am I surprised. I'm a little jaded. I can admit my faults or attributes. It takes a lot for me to go, wow, I didn't expect that, in a good way. Yesterday with Colin Hay at the Coors Light Live Lounge, it blew me away. I was honestly... when you hear a soulful voice and you hear someone bring it out like that, it brings that, oh, it's that what I, because you know I don't have tear ducts. I'm incapable of crying, and I don't know why I was born that way. I can't help it.
I do. You're short in stature. You got the Napoleon complex. Tear ducts don't come with folks like that.
Oh, so we're born without them.
Yeah.
We're so short that we're so compact that we don't have tear ducts. That might be true.
There are others out there, but they're far and few.
But it was that tear invoking soulful, wow, it made you feel good. You were like, this guy can bring it. So
why don't you tell him what you called his voice? It sent him off, and he didn't know what to think about that. Dog called him Crowy.
I said you got this real soulful Crowy patter about you. I said it's very distinct, and you don't hear it anywhere. And he said, Crowy.
I don't know how to take it. He looks at me. I don't know how to take that. Is that an insult? Is that a compliment? I said, it's probably an insult. It's coming from him. I'm not quite sure, sir.
No, I said I mean it with the highest regard and respect, Colin. It's not an insult. I said, you sound Crowy. And he kind of comes back to it. It bothered him a little bit, but I did mean it as a compliment.
Because he had, in all his years of playing and talking to people and radio people, and he had never heard anyone say that. That will stick with that dude for the rest of his life. This one little short,
oh, really?
Angry fellow with a...
without tear ducts in Sacramento.
Gravelly voice called me Crowy.
I meant it as a compliment, though, because I was trying to find a different descriptive word to describe what it was that he did and sounds like.
I would go with that statement. I don't even know what Crowy means, but if Crowy could fit a voice...
Give me away. I want to hear your 766-9370. First to Dana, though. Producer Dana. Did you ever go somewhere expecting, and you show up and you're like, whoa.
So I saw... I like Panic at the Disco, but I saw them live, and I wasn't expecting anything amazing. I just, you know.
She's such a teenager.
I am.
She's just such a millennial.
Can't help it.
Panic at the Disco.
I love them. But in any case, I walked away from that show absolutely floored, because Brendan Urie has a very versatile voice. And
well, even throwing down the band names of Panic at the Disco.
Well, that's the lead singer.
That's pretty impressive still.
Yeah.
But he can scream like a metal singer. He hits high notes like... I'm not going to compare him to Freddie Mercury, but...
Don't you dare.
I'm not. But he is
a couple pegs
below, you know, Freddie, basically. And he has great stage presence. It was just an amazing show that I was not expecting.
Fair enough. So he's got the screamo, he's got the power, but he's also melodic, and he has the harmony, and he's got the range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll never find out, but I appreciate you sharing that disco story. Joe, before we get to calls, is there anyone that, because you don't go to a lot of shows.
No, I'm not a music dude, you know, the way most people in radio are.
Yeah, you play any Journey song here on the river, Joe thinks it's Boston.
Mm-hmm. I do radio for people, not for music. I'm weird like that. So I do remember one from my days in Chicago. We had a buddy of ours that we went to high school with that is a guitar player, and he loves like guitar dudes and virtuosos and blues and all that. Do you know who Johnny Lang is?
Yeah, Johnny Lang, absolutely. Yeah.
So I wasn't looking forward to going to this show. My sister was up there, and we had all these people were going to go to this show. It was at a little cool little Chicago nightclub spot. And I'm like, I'm not really into that kind of music, man. I don't really like that kind of stuff, but I'll go and drink and have fun with you guys. And that dude knocked my socks off. Like, he was...
So you walked in, you had socks on, he walked out, you were barefoot.
It was amazing. He was amazing. And he didn't really, like, communicate with the crowd. He was one of those weird guitar dudes or whatever. But he was absolutely amazing to listen to and to watch.
Well, that's a pretty good one, because he's talented.
He is hugely talented, that guy.
766-9370, those are good ones. I'll get to mine after we do Jim. Jim, welcome, what's up? Good morning.
Hey. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, My story goes back about 10, 12 years now. I was at one of the bridge school benefits down at Shoreline in Mountain View, and it was going to be The Who headlining, and it ended up being Sunday, and they had to leave early. So, you know, everyone hears about The Who, who's the biggest band in the world, possibly. I've seen everybody. You name somebody, I've seen them. And so they had to play in the middle of the day. They had to leave early. They had to leave in the middle of the day. Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Neil Young. I mean, great names all throughout the lineup. And The Who comes on. And they come out, and they walk out on stage, and they're real quiet. And, you know,
what hell of a backstory you're giving, Jim.
Yeah, it's a, you know, they're telling about, you know, their experience with, like, the kids from the bridge school. And they start to play, and, of course, it's acoustic. And all of a sudden, they start to play, and these four little dudes grow into giants. And I was slack-jawed. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, like I said, I'd seen everybody, and it was the truth, everything that you've heard about The Who's there. And I turned around, and I saw 20,000 13- to 20-year-old kids just absolutely slack-jawed. Unbelievable what they were seeing.
See, here's the thing, and I'm a huge Who fan. I've always loved The Who and The Stones. I do not like The Beatles. But here's the thing, Roger Daltrey, he's amazing. He's got power, and I think he's another rock star I'm taller than, because he's another one of those RJD pint-sized rock guys.
I'm not believing you when you say that anymore until I get you back-to-back with these guys, because you've claimed that on a couple people, and they've been taller than you.
No, who? Who's been taller than
me? I forget the last dude. Whoever you claimed it on the last guy, he was bigger than you.
Who?
I don't know. I forget which one it is. You do this all the time.
I'm taller than Roger Daltrey. Roger Daltrey, he's diminutive. He's a tiny little guy, but he packs a big voice.
I'm going to Wikipedia that.
And The Who? They are phenomenal. I've never seen them. It's one of the few bands I haven't, so it's cool to hear that. The only time I remember seeing them last was during the Super Bowl. The Who did the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was a good show, though.
Great show.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Sammy, who do you got? Who knocked your socks off?
Morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Hey, welcome, brother.
Hey, yeah, I won tickets last year, I think it was, to Huey Lewis at Thunder Valley, and he got it done. Everybody was getting into it and everything, and for an older guy, Huey Lewis,
a lot of people don't know this, he's got a phenomenal voice, and he knows how to sing, and he's a rock and roll dude. He really is. Huey Lewis in the News, they had a bunch of pop songs, but he was a rock guy. I mean, he really was. He could have brought it, and I'm surprised he didn't go on to do, you know, another band or do something else that was a little bit heavier, because Huey Lewis has a great voice. And Joe, you'll fancy this bit of trivia. Huey Lewis, a very well-endowed rocker. He's one of those rock and rollers that the women have always said he is very well bestowed.
Why would I fancy that bit of trivia?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. What's that about?
Well, Dana's too young to understand, and
appreciate
I thought maybe
that.
You would like it.
Thank you.
Daniel, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I just want to say, man, I've been listening to you guys for about 15 years, probably, and I'm so glad to hear you guys together back on the radio again.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you very much,
thank
brother.
You.
Hey, man, I went to see the Grateful Dead when I was 12 years old. I went with my older sister and her husband at the time, and wasn't a Jerry Garcia fan, wasn't a Grateful Dead fan. But when I left that concert, I was definitely a fan, man.
Well, see, here's the thing, and we've talked about this. I'm from California. The Grateful Dead is the most California band out of all bands from California with all the members. They have the most steeped heritage or rooted, California-rooted heritage of any other band claiming to be from here. So they are a true, true California band with natives.
Really?
I have never seen them. I have no desire to see them. I've never understood them. I see the stickers. The whole thing has always just made me go, ugh.
Oh, you'd be miserable at a Grateful Dead show. People there just really enjoy themselves, and they're having fun. There's a lot of drug use. I mean, you would be catacombed by the time
Yeah, I would
done.
Be in hell. Joe would be in heaven.
Yes, I would.
So I appreciate that, though. I mean, I know there's a lot of Grateful Dead fans out there. Over my dead body, people would step at a Grateful Dead show, because if I'm there, something bad has happened in my life. But that's good that he enjoyed it. I can understand it.
I would love. I wish I could have made it to one. It probably would have killed me. I probably would have died right there in front of the stage at a Grateful Dead show. I really wish I could have seen one.
Joe, people would have thought Joe was body surfing. It would have been like Weekend at Bernie's,
yeah,
and Joe would have been dead.
Just dead.
Let's go to Gary. What's up, Gary? Who knocked your socks off? Who surprised you?
Well, I have two different stories. You want to hear one about Tesla or Joe Satriani?
Joe Satriani is the excrement on the bottom of Eddie Van Halen's shoes, so
why
I'll
would
go
you
with
say
Tesla.
That?
Joe Satriani's awful. I've never been into him. So let's go with the Tesla story.
I was in high school, and this kid tells the art teacher, she asked him, what are you going to do with your life? Because he was pretty talented. Well, the kid ended up being Tommy Sneedo from Tesla, and he told her, I'm going to be a rock and roll star. And that's where it went off.
Because he didn't feel like doing art in the art class, and she said, wait, what, he was like a cut-up or a misfit in art or what?
No, he was just super talented with his hands.
Well, yeah, but so you went to the show and you were blown away when you got to see Tommy Skeel, who's no longer in the band. You got to see him play and you were floored.
I got to see him play at Oasis Ballroom probably 45 times, and he blew my mind every time.
Every time, yeah. Tommy hasn't been with the band for quite some time, but I appreciate that. That's the thing, too, Tesla. They just played at Thunder Valley. Each and every time you see them, they've gotten better. Nobody's getting younger, and that's the thing with singers. Usually when you get old, you get hoarse, you get packed in, you can't bring it. Jeff Keith has gotten better, and I think gotten a more soulful, higher range over the years than a lot of guys out there. They have gotten better over time.
I have ridden dirt bikes with Jeff Keith many, many times, and we stopped at a McDonald's one time to get some breakfast before we went out. And there was there's fans everywhere he goes, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was like a dad and his daughter or something like that. And
I think, was I there that time?
You might have been. Was it when he started singing?
Yeah, right there in the McDonald's up there on 49.
And he just, remember we went in there to get some breakfast or something, and he just started belting it out right in the middle of the
McDonald's.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And he sounds just like he does. I mean, he sang at Fast Fridays last Friday, did the national anthem.
Yeah.
I mean, he just sings on whenever he wants. He
walks around, like if you go shopping at the store, I think JK sings. Everything he does, he's on.
He is.
He's ready to be on a stage.
At all times. It's awesome.
All right, we'll do some more after this. 766-9370. Again, yesterday, my big aha, hate to quote Oprah, or my big blown away moment, it was with Colin Hay from Minute Work yesterday. It truly was.
But that was yours?
Well, the time before that, the big one. Yesterday had the same caliber, but the first one was Billy Joel at the Rose Garden in 1998 or 1999. Billy Joel, we bought the tickets. Always wanted to see him. I heard he put on a good show, and I had no idea. He is a rock and roll thunder power horse, and he slams the keyboard keys. He's spitting into the microphone. He's a maniac.
Really?
So all the songs were good. I knew he was going to put on a good show, but I had no idea the thunder and the power he could bring. And he gets up there. He's a rock god. He's not this piano man, you know, tinkle tinkle. He's not doing all that. He gets up, and he blows the ivory out of the box. He's a big-time rock and roll dude, and it was really cool to see. I left there thinking, whoa.
He puts on a good show, huh?
I mean, he's pounding the keyboard, he's doing all the songs, and it was really, really good. Goosebump good. So, we'll do a couple more. 766-9370 it is, and link us for Win Wednesday. Hang on.
Thaw and Joe.